calling Archel Farmer. My name is Abigail. Could go ahead with your name, please.
Hi, yeah, it's Sean Zimmerman.
Hey, Sean, how can I help you today?
So I got a thing in the mail for that you're offering service.
Yes.
And I can't stand Spectrum. I've been waiting and waiting to get this postcard. So I'm hoping to sign up.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to sign you up for service. What's your service address?
340 Fish Creek Road, Saugerties, 12477.
One moment, please. Let me check on that for you. And what you said the street name is Fish Creek Road in Saugerties?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, so we can definitely sign you up for service now, but the in-service date for your location is on November 21st.
Okay.
Are you interested in a specific service? We have the 1 gig available and the 2 gig also available.
I don't know what I have now, but I never run out of. I'm not. Is one faster than the other? Or?
Yes, one is basically double the speed. So we have the 1 gig fiber internet, which you're getting up to 1,000 megabytes per second for both the download and upload speed. And then we do have the 2 gig fiber internet, which is 2,000 megabytes per second, both the download and upload speed. For the 1 gig, it's $79.99, and you can get $10 off to get off to $69.99.
Yeah. Is that all? That's probably all I need. I don't do anything special.
Okay. Are you interested in getting the landline?
How much is a landline?
It's an additional $24.99.
Am I locked into that? Because if the one of the reasons I'm excited to get this new service is that my cell phone doesn't really work very well on the Wi-Fi calling. It drops calls all the time. But if it doesn't drop calls with the new service, I will probably get rid of the landline.
Okay, so you want to start with a no landline, and then if you're
interested... Let's start with the landline, because I already have it, and then if I find that it works well enough, I'll just get rid of the landline down the road, but I'm not locked into a contract,
no.
Right?
There is no contract.
Okay.
And do you want to keep your current phone number?
Yes.
What's that phone number?
845-246-0048.
So 845-246-0048?
That's right.
All right, give me a moment, please. Do you rent or own the property?
Own.
Is your billing address different than your service address?
No, it's the same.
And for your utility wires, is it through the air or is it under the ground?
Through the air.
Give me a moment. All right, could you go ahead and spell your first name for me, please?
Yeah, it's S-E-A-N.
Your last name?
Zimmerman, Z-I-M-M, Berman. Looking on my old bills, I'm,
Go ahead.
Email? Let's see, what would I give for an email? Do you send a lot of weird stuff or just bills?
Just bills.
I don't, just bills, okay. The number two, and then my name, Sean Zimmerman, at gmail.com.
So the number two, S-E-A-N Zimmerman at gmail.com.
That's right.
What's your primary phone number?
914-388-2425.
How may we contact you, phone, email, or text?
Any way you want.
Which would be the best option for you?
How about text?
All right, so I'm just going to read you a quick disclosure for the text. So at Ultra Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging.
Can I change it to email?
Okay, but with the email, do you agree to receive marketing information on discounts and special offers?
No, I don't. I don't want any marketing information. So, if text better then.
Yeah, text would be better because the disclosure for the text is that we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive the text messages, you'd be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you, we only use this method for account-specific updates. You can choose to upsell it at any time through your phone portal and receive communications via email or phone call, message, and data rates may apply. So that's okay?
Yep.
So you want the 1 gig fiber internet. You're interested in getting the phone service. The number is 845-246-0048. The service address is 340 Fish Creek Road, Socrates, New York, 12477. You own the property. Your utility wires are through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
Correct.
All right, so as a part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a $50 deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so would automatically require you to pay that $50 deposit. Well, are you willing to do that credit check?
You can do the credit check.
One moment, please. I'm just inputting some information. And also to do the credit check, we would need your social security number. Is that okay? It's just that we don't keep it on file. Once we use it, it's discarded.
Okay. You ready?
Yes, you can go ahead.
Yeah. It's 119-56-5767.
All right, so no deposit is required. Can I sign you up for the discount to get the $10 off if you use your checking or savings accounts and paperless billing?
Yes.
Okay, and you'd be using your checking account?
Yeah, I could do that. I usually do automatic billing.
Yeah, so it'd be auto-pay.
Do you also do credit card auto-pay?
Yeah, but it only takes $5 off.
Oh, the other takes $10 off. Okay, I'll do the bank one then.
Okay. All right, whenever you're ready, go ahead with the routing and the account number.
Okay, just give me a moment. Oops. All right. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hello? Oh, okay. Routing number 2219-76243.
That's Mid-Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union.
That's right.
What's the account number?
922-53986.
922-53986. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Name on the account?
Sean M. Zimmerman.
How did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
I think I read about it in the newspaper quite a while ago that you were installing in Saugerties. And I knew about this offer because I got one of your flyers in the mail.
And is there anything that the technician should be aware of before they arrive at your location?
No.
Any septic tank at the front of the home, anything like that?
Any what?
Like septic tanks, buried wires at the front of the home?
No.
Okay. All right, so I'm just going to read you a few disclosures, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
There's a well cap at the front of the home, but it's just a concrete cap.
Oh.
Shouldn't be a problem.
No, that should be fine.
Yeah.
All right, so for the disclosures, so at the time of your initial connection, the technician still determined the best way to connect your service. So they may install a drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to a fiber network on the street prior to the day of your installation. But you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel a current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop Fiber do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by you're automatically set up with your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. So closer to November 21st, we'll be giving you a call just to set up a date and time for your installation. All right?
Okay, fantastic.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
No, we're good.
No problem. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today, Sean. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
Yeah, thanks for your help. Have a great day.